Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 10th day of April, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029, and then hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 52 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 49 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. What's going on with that? Well, this afternoon, I think it's supposed to start snowing, and it snowed through this evening and then into tomorrow, which I'm disgusted to even convey to you. That being said, let's see what we have on the itinerary for today. No trace of chemical weapons at alleged attack site in Dauma. And we're going to get into that as soon as we get back from these words from Drockton, Bullion, and Coin.
We're going to talk about true wholesale pricing. So this is one of the largest online retail sellers of gold and silver. So notice we're looking at the 1 ounce American Eagle right here, priced as low as $1,876. We go a little lower though, and we see that in order for you to get that price, you have to buy over 500 ounces of silver to get to $1,876. If you're only buying 1 to 20, you're going to be paying $1,976. And if you buy up to 100, you pay $1,946. If you buy up to 499, you pay $1,916. So the only way you're going to get $1,876 is if you are buying at least 500 ounces. So this is another competitor. I want to show you this. Again, one of the major sellers of gold and silver on the internet. Now take a look at this. If you're going to buy 1 to 19 ounces, you're going to pay $1,977 per ounce. $1,977. And if you're going to pay or do 100, you're going to be paying $1,947. Now let me show you what true wholesale pricing is going to do for you. So right here, do you see that number, $18.07 per ounce? That is what you're going to pay with the Drockton Bullion Wholesale Club. Not $1,977, not $1,887. You're going to pay $18.07 per ounce. That's cost. That's true cost. You need to take a look at this, because here's the thing. If you buy 20 ounces today and you didn't do it through my wholesale club, you just overspent, because you just spent $34 more than you had to. Time to save money, my friends. Come to DrocktonBullion.com. Let me show you what our wholesale pricing could do for you. This is
bringing you the word from the trenches. Please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. No trace of chemical weapons at alleged attack site in Dauma. It looks like a D-O-U-M-A. Dauma. Dauma, maybe. It'd be like Dauma. This is from RT. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The Russian military has found no trace of chemical weapons use after searching parts of Syria's Dauma, allegedly targeted by an attack. Photos of victims posted by the White Helmets. Remember, when they came up with that one where they're claiming that sarin gas, and everybody was, you know, that it knows anything about nerve agents, said, you can't go in there without biologics. You can't help those people without having biological suits on, because it just touches your skin. One frickin' drop will kill you. And this is the same bunch that ran that phony-ass goddamn false flag, and they're running this phony-ass goddamn false flag. Because, you people, you know, I've been sitting here disgusted all morning thinking about this. We're getting ready to, not us, but we're going to allow, because we do have the means to stop it. And boy, I'd hate to be in front of a jury trying to explain why I, you know, with the power I had, how I didn't stop this shit. But we're getting ready to go kill some more people, innocent people that have done nothing to us, just so we can take their resources and hand them over to the goddamn Zionist goddamn Israelis. Photos of victims by the white helmets are fake. Are fake. Russia Defense Ministry said, and that's what we said yesterday. Hell, man, I mean, they just take a few pictures to come in and go, yeah, this is what happened. And we were talking about them, you know, being surrounded, pinned down, that was into the goddamn war, that it was all over. Assad had, and the Syrian military had whipped them. And that this was a counter move, because they're not leaving the Middle East, people. It's Syria, then Lebanon, then Jordan, mark my words, and then Iran. They're going to kill. I mean, they're just going to slaughter, right? They get to slaughter all they want. And American nationals will be getting slaughtered in the process. So it's just so perfect for the oi boys over there in Tel Aviv, isn't it? Experts in radiology, chemical, and biological warfare, as well as medics, on Monday inspected the parts of the eastern Gotha city of Douma, where an alleged chemical attack supposedly took place on Saturday, the Russians' Reconciliation Center for Syria said in a statement. The specialists found no traces of the use of chemical agents after searching, and I don't doubt it a bit. I mean, they've put John Bolton in as Secretary of State. They're getting ready to go do the bidding of our masters over there in Tel Aviv. We're getting ready to send our children into the meat grinder to conquer more of the Middle East. And finally, you know, before this is all over, the world belongs to them, don't you know? We're just herd animals, and if some of us have got to get killed to the greater glory of Zion, well, man, be the first to step up, won't you please? Found no traces of the use of chemical agents after searching the sites, the statement said. The center's medical specialists also visited a local hospital but found no patients that showed signs of chemical weapons poisoning. Well, of course they didn't, because, I mean, this was bullshit on its face. I mean, we're going to go on, because we've got another story or another article that ties in with this. It, you know, tells what we suspected yesterday to be the absolute fact. All these facts show that no chemical weapons were used in the town of Douma, as it was claimed by the White Helmets, the statement said, referring to the controversial civil defense group that was among the first to report about the alleged attack. No, these are propagandists working for ISIS, working for the United States and Israel, for just situations just like this. I mean, Trump said last week we're going to pull out of Syria. I mean, and that would be the logical thing to do. We have no ties to Syria. They had to go do that phony last chemical attack bullshit so that they'd have to sign a piece of paper with us, because there was no paper between us and Syria. There were no agreements between us and Syria. What Syria did was its own goddamn business. And you know, yesterday I saw him talking about this violates international norms. Not laws. It's kind of like the policies in this country taking the place of our laws. The bottom line here is that, you know, it's as sick as it is, and don't think that this diabolical bastards here with stockpiles this shit don't intend on using it on us. If you're using it on your own people, it's no violation of international law. However, you take the Israelis, on the other hand, who have used phosphorus bombs, you know, the cluster bombs. Now, those are outlawed by international law, but again, you could use them on your own population. But they didn't. They were using them on another population known as the Palestinians. And, you know, these Israelis, they can commit every goddamn atrocity right out in front of your face. For a whole week, I watched them shooting unarmed protesters, just plinking at them with their rifles, just for fun, no doubt about it. And that's just okay. I put up an article just before I came up here, you know, showing Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld and Bolton. Because Bolton, he was one of them that came up there and told you that yellow cake uranium was real. We need to go blow. We need to go kill the children of Iraq and take all the resources and give them to the Jews, by the way. And here it goes again. This goddamn chemical shit's no more real than that yellow cake uranium. But you know what? They're going to go ahead and do this. You know why? Because there's been no consequence thus far. George Bush Jr. and Cheney and Rumsfeld and Bolton. committed genocide on the Iraqi people, blatant. No goddamn cause to be in that country. He went and killed them by the hundreds, by the millions. Let's get real. They're not going to tell the real numbers. You know, when I was putting that article together, the first thing I wanted to do was go get pictures of the Iraqi children that were killed in shock and awe. You know, they talk about, oh, some sarin gas, but, you know, it's a lie. But, I mean, just keeping it in perspective. But they talk about some sarin gas. What about Daisy Cutter? Goddamn. You know, we went after them because they might use weapons of mass destruction. So what do? You'd go to their major cities where their populations are, where their civilians are, where their children are, and you drop Daisy Cutters. So you can just indiscriminately wipe out their goddamn population, not military targets. No, right in the middle of their cities, people. And the hypocrisy of all of this with Donald Trump. I mean, by now, I guarantee you it's in the thousands of people that, children, that he has killed for his drone strikes. But they're legitimate, you see, because we decide what's legitimate and what ain't. And it's a good reason. We're doing it for a good reason. It's like, goddamn, what was that? Madeline Halfbright. When they were talking about the first Gulf War. And then we're talking about the fact of the sanctions that they starved 250,000 Iraqi children to death. And somebody asked her, do you think that was worth it? And yet these are the same fucking hypocrites coming up here and talking about with these phony goddamn false flag shit of a few children saying, we got to invade the Middle East and kill that Assad. He's a monster. Assad's a choir boy compared to George Bush Jr., compared to Dick Cheney, compared to Donald Rumsfeld, compared to that goddamn Bolton. He's at least fighting for his own people on his own goddamn ground, people. All these facts show that no chemical weapons were used in the town of Adalma. Let's see if it matters, people. Let's see if it matters, because once it was discovered that there was no yellow cake uranium, the war continued. Oh, we're going to give them democracy. We're fighting to give them people to... Really? You're killing little kids by the scores. And, you know, as far as this sarin gas is concerned, don't forget back when Iraq and Iran went at it. And Iraq had stockpiles that we had provided for him of sarin gas. He killed millions of goddamn Iranians out on the open field. And he was applauded by the U.S. goddamn cabal, wasn't he? It was a good thing that he took that sarin gas out there and he killed the Kurds and he killed the goddamn Iranians by the goddamn thousands out on the battlefield, just released it on him. It seems that there's a certain, you know, it's kind of like all the rest of our situation here. There are certain people, when they do the most diabolical things, oh, it's righteous. It's right. No, it's righteous. It's like when I was watching those children. I mean, these are kids, maybe 18, 20 years old. I call them kids because they are kids to me. I watched them get shot just standing there, and a goddamn bam. Somebody's sitting back there with a 17 millimeter or a goddamn 22 Magnum, and I can hear the pew, and if it's just shooting them. This is it. But it's okay. But Israel's doing what it has to do. Attack sovereign nations, go in and bomb their goddamn bases. It's just doing what it has to do because it wants to conquer the world because the world belongs to them and you're just a bunch of fucking animals and they're just going to do what they have to do until you realize that and play the part. Become the goddamn animal. Become the sacrificial animal for the Jews. The statement said, referring to the controversial civil defense group that was among the first to report about the alleged attack. All the accusations brought by the white helmets, as well as their photos allegedly showing the victims of the chemical attack, are nothing more than yet another piece of fake fucking news. And you know what? We're right now. The troops are getting ready. They're getting ready to go in there and we're going to invade. Something's got to be done about that. You know, when the fact that they don't want to even entertain the idea that it could be anything other than what these goddamn people who work with the ISIS, who actually work for the Israelis and the Americans in the goddamn area, these white helmets. Well, it's like this, people. They were surrounded. Because of the eyes on the situation. Assad had taken his country back with the help of the Russians. There was this one small area. We talked about it yesterday. We're bussing the bastards out there instead of killing them, which they should have just killed them. This is the goddamn enemy behavior. They're America's ISIS. America, I mean, they're not even making no bones about this anymore. Yeah, I guess we got to admit it. We created ISIS. ISIS works for us. And still the people just said, well, I guess we're going to have to go into Syria. And after Syria, make no mistake, it's Lebanon, it's Jordan, it's Iran, it's more slaughter. I mean, just bloodlust. That's all you're going to see in the Middle East with Donald J. Trump at the helm, that murdering son of a bitch. all the accusations brought by the White House, as well as their photos, nothing more than yet another piece of fake news and an attempt to disrupt the ceasefire. A ceasefire might, our troops might pull out, the Syrian government might stabilize, their people might come back home, and they might actually have a civil fucking-lization, and you can't have that because the Jews don't want it. The Jews want absolute control over the whole goddamn planet. It's just one, what's the next step? On Saturday, some rebel, linked groups, including the White Helmets, did you hear that? So these are the people who are pinned down, who have got their ass whipped. They have no goddamn other recourse than to just leave. They whip. They beat them out. The goddamn Assad, in spite of being against the god might of the United States because of the internet keeping the truth out there and not allowing them to do what they wanted to do, the White Helmets and these goddamn ISIS, the same son of a bitchin' people, financed, trained, and put there by the Americans for the Israelis, they were having to go, buddy. They were having to leave. But there, God, has to be something we can do. We'll do the chemical attack thing, and then we can bring in troops. That's what we got to do, people, and you're going to see this come together. Allegedly affected dozens of civilians in the eastern Ghouta town of Dauna. The reports have already provoked a wave of outrage in the West as the U.S. and the EU rush to put the blame for the incident on Damascus and Moscow. U.S. President Donald Trump hastily denounced the perceived attack as a mindless atrocity. What the hell do you call it when you go into a country? They may up. Now, God damn it, people, you know they did. And it's admitted. And nobody was prosecuted. It's like the 2008 with this, the so-called derivatives bubble. It's blatant, in-your-face, hardcore crime admitted to. There was a goddamn civilization wiped out here. Their country blown back into the third world. Oh, yellow-caked uranium. Yeah, that was a lie. You guys fell for that. Well, then we're going to just do it for democracy, okay, that D word. This is being done in our names. Though all the blood of those people are on our hands because, God damn it, we hold the power to stop this shit. It has been stupid, cowardly ass people that have let it go on this far. But at some point in the ball game, we have to start. If it's our own people standing between us and what's right, we got to stomp their asses down. We can't be a part of this anymore. We can't be a part of wiping people because, man, I'm not a Christian. I don't believe in the here and the there and the by and the by and pie in the sky by and by. But I do believe that, God damn it, you do shit like this, it's got to come back on you. You just don't murder people like that in the scores, man. My God, you got to wonder what's coming to China and what's coming to the world. The sick thing is, it's the innocent people that always do the goddamn suffering, and the people who instigate this shit and facilitate it. Well, they stand back on a hill on a white horse, or they are in another goddamn country, or they're somewhere back away from it all, just like Trumpy sitting up there like he's some kind of self-righteous son of a bitch up there talking about Assad, well, the killing innocent children. You son of a bitch, how many you killed today? How many you killed since you became president? Because I've seen the reports. Oh, we did it with drones, and see, that's legal. Well, your buddies, the Israelis, were killing them down there on the Gaza Strip with goddamn phosphorus bombs. Is that? Well, you can't talk about it. We'll veto that. Anybody says anything against Israel, this is straight up fucking war. Those people in the Middle East, they better come together like the tribes in this country didn't. Are their asses, you're grassed. They talk about Iran's joining them with Syria and the Jordanians. We got to keep an eye on them and the Lebanese and the Hezbollah. They're all in on you. Well, they better be. They better fucking be because they're up against the goddamn might of the United States military who is there to conquer their nation and hand it over to the goddamn Jews. They better be collaborating. They better be coming together. They better be fight to a man side by side to the bloody end. Because they are left with no choice. Because there is no choice when you have those goddamn Jew bastards coming down and wanting your shit from you. And we're going to find that out here in a hard freaking way. Make no mistake about it. That'll be our goddamn comeuppance for allowing this shit to occur. Because it's going to happen to us, people. I promise you it is. Syria and Russia have dismissed the accusations and called the reports fake news. Aimed at helping the extremists and at justifying potential strikes against Syrian forces. In the very early hours of Monday, Israeli fighter jets targeted Syria's T-4 airbase in Homs province, the Russian's defense ministry said. Israel has not commented on the strike. Not the strike, it's goddamn invasion. That is an illegal invasion. Why did you strike? Well, because the Iranians are there. Really? And that satisfies international law. You went and you blew people up. You killed goddamn people. Well, because the Iran, but you, now you can collaborate with the goddamn world. You can collaborate with the Chinese against the Americans. You can collaborate with the Russians against the Chinese and the Americans. You can collaborate despicable deed that can be done. And just like the murdering of the children, it's okay because the Israelis, they can kill children if they want because, well, they're the chosen people. And God put them here to kill the children of the Goyim. Air base in Homs province, the Russian defense minister said Israel has not commented on the strike. Earlier, a number of Israeli officials had called on the U.S. to strike Syria as a response to the reported chemical attack. Who runs this goddamn? Who is this country for? The Israelis, they're giving orders to our goddamn military, and they are people. We already talked about it. 90-1. There was one person didn't show up to vote, but boy, they were sure solid on it in the Senate that Netanyahu could even use our troops for goddamn offensive. Whose goddamn country is this? Who's in control? Trump has promised to decide on potential actions against Syria within 24 to 48 hours on a goddamn lie that he knows a lie as well as they knew that yellow cake uranium was a lie. George Bush should have been executed a whole hell of a long time ago. There is no international law, just like there is no national law. It's a goddamn free-for-all. It's the jungle. Better get used to it. And I don't blame the people in the Middle East for anything. I don't care what they do. They are justified. A goddamn monster is after them. Adding that nothing is off the table. Yet earlier, U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis said that the United States did not rule out potential military action against Damascus. Why don't you just put your cards on the table? Because the bottom line is, if they go to do this shit, man, abstain. Tell them, son of Donald Trump, you know what? Get your goddamn parachute on, buddy. Get your web gear on. Get your gun. Get over there and get your ass to doing it. Just like we told Obama. You get your ass over there. Is this something you want? If you want to serve your Jew masters, get your ass over there. They ain't my Jew masters, and I will not serve them. I will fight you. If you try to inscript me to fucking fight for a Jew, I will blow your fucking head off. How about that? The White Helmets claim to be volunteer first responders, saving Syrians caught up in the fighting. They gained traction in the Western media and rose to prominence during the Battle of Aleppo in 2016 while working exclusively in the militant-controlled areas. They're a part of this goddamn ISIS. They're financed by Israel and the United States. So they just put this out here. Oh, well, then we can just go ahead and send some people there. We can go ahead and take Assad out. That man has to be punished. He's killed children. You think of the children that have been killed in your name by this goddamn diabolical occupation, calling itself the United States government. Shame on us, man. The shame of the shame on us. While working exclusively with the militant-controlled areas of the city and becoming one of the most widely and used sources of information and visual materials in the West. Wonder how come? Is it kind of like here, you know, you can put together something and it can get really big and then they shut it all down. But if it's something that they want to get through, man, you can just start on day one. You got 300,000 followers on day one. It's just a miracle is what it's a Jew miracle is what it is. The people on the ground in Aleppo, however, told our RT's Murad Gazadev that the White Helmets were working closely with the militants. You know, ISIS that we fund over there. They even had to quit calling them goddamn terrorists so that because the United States government was funding them. And that would make them criminals under their own, well, idea of law, I suppose. Saving only their own. Local witnesses also accused the activists of looting the humanitarian aid that was coming into the city and forcing the locals to read fake anti-government statements on camera. All right, now let's go to the next part here. ISIS attempted to launch an offensive after Israeli missile attack on T4 airbase. It's just what we said. You know, in Libya, what did they say? Well, they want, you know, that big oil find off the coast of Tripoli. Big, huge oil, man, a big, huge, sweet, crude, man, nice. Oh, man, money, mammon, people. And all of a sudden, like, there was a problem. I mean, there was, Al-Qaeda was in their goddamn country, and they were the opposition to the government, government opposition group, like this bullshit here. And then, oh, we got to put a no-fly. It's only to save the civilians, to save the little children. We got to put a no-fly zone in there. And as soon as they, you know, push that shit, illegal as hell. No authorization to Congress, just a goddamn dictator taking some goddamn troops over to Libya to take a fucking oil field and hand it over to the Jews. And after that Air Force got in the air, man, they were enforcing the no-fly zone. They were attacking ground troops because that's the only way you can take out a goddamn military that has an Air Force. You have to have one, too. It's called air superiority. It was established in World War II. And so this is why, you know, I hear the other day, well, what we got to do, I was one of these dirty goddamn warmongering pieces of trash. What we got to do is go, just let us go over and take out Syria's Air Force. You know, what they need, they see they got their goddamn ISIS and Al-Qaeda, Daesh, whatever you want to call these son of a bitches, these troops they put together. But the bottom line is you can infiltrate into a country. You can even start up a civil war. But you ain't going to whip a goddamn force that has an Air Force unless you do. And that's what this is all about. To get a goddamn Air Force, an ISIS, you will be. America will has already provided an Al-Qaeda Air Force in Libya. And the idea is now that America needs to provide an ISIS Air Force in Syria. Because it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do, people. This has gone on so far. Like I said, I would not want to, even though everything I've said against this, that I've advocated against it, I've spoke out against it. I would hate to have to try to defend myself in a real court for what happened here. We are 300 million heavily armed people, and we're allowing this in our name with our power and our resources to go over and kill innocent people in foreign countries to take their resources to give to the fucking Jews. And you can't argue against it. That's exactly what's happening. What is your argument for your innocence? I couldn't stop them. Well, yeah, you could. You're 300 million. You're well heavily armed. You could have shut them down in a second. Well, we couldn't get our people together. Well, man, tell it to the judge. You're all guilty. We're all guilty. We are. It's disgusting, man. Anyways, guys, we've made it down to the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes after these words from Drockton Bullion and Coining and a Tune.
We're going to talk about true wholesale pricing. So this is one of the largest online retail sellers of gold and silver. So notice we're looking at the 1 ounce American Eagle right here. Priced as low as $1,876. We go a little lower, though, and we see that in order for you to get that price, you have to buy over 500 ounces of silver to get to $1,876. If you're only buying 1 to 20, you're going to be paying $1,976. And if you buy up to 100, you pay $1,946. If you buy up to $499, you pay $1,916. So the only way you're going to get $1,876 is if you are buying at least 500 ounces. So this is another competitor. I want to show you this. Again, one of the major sellers of gold and silver on the internet. Now take a look at this. If you're going to buy 1 to 19 ounces, you're going to pay $1,977 per ounce, $1,977. And if you're going to pay or do 100, you're going to be paying $1,947. Now let me show you what true wholesale pricing is going to do for you. So right here, do you see that number, $18.07 per ounce? That is what you're going to pay with the Drockton Bullion Wholesale Club. Not $19.77, not $18.87. You're going to pay $18.07 per ounce. That's cost. That's true cost. You need to take a look at this because here's the thing. If you buy 20 ounces today and you didn't do it through my wholesale club, you just overspent because you just spent $34 more than you had to. Time to save money, my friends. Come to DrocktonBullion.com. Let me show you what our wholesale pricing could do for you. This is...
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific time, and that was JB and the Moonshine Band with a shotgun, a rifle, and the 45. You better have all three. But back to this article and what we, you know, what we've been saying all along. A Syrian airbase has been hit by missiles 2 days after several countries, including the United States, had blamed Damascus for staging an alleged chemical attack in Douma, despite the fact that a probe into the incident hasn't yet been launched. But it has been launched. The Russians went in there and said there is no evidence of it. Oh, that's the Russians. They're our enemy. Well, then what the fuck are we doing? Are we in some war, with international war here, some world war going on here? Led by the Jews, Daesh terrorists have attempted to launch an offensive. So this was a breakout offensive, and this attack on that airport was the air power attack as a part of this breakout offensive. And this first we've heard of, but we guessed it, didn't we? Because they had them, people. Why would they go use Syrian gas? Why? They didn't need to. Attempted to launch an offensive in several districts of the Homs province after a missile attack. Home, oh, that's right where that goddamn sarin gas supposedly was. Right where they had them bottled up, ready to mop them up and be done with it. You can't have it because the Israelis say no. A missile attack on a T-4 airbase in the province east of Broadcaster reported on Monday, after the attack on a T-4 airbase, Daesh militants tried to advance to two districts situated in the desert. Yeah, a correspondent said, citing personal sources. SANA news agency reported earlier in the day, citing its own correspondent, that the Syrian T-4 airbase in the country's Homs province. See, this was the air cover for this. This was the air defense for that province, and it was attacked as a part of an offensive for ISIS to break out because ISIS is our boys, people. Homs province had attacked with missiles, alleging that the missiles could have been launched by the United States. However, a source close to the United States administration told Sputnik that the United States wasn't conducting any military operations against Syria at the time. Several people have reportedly been injured and several died as a result of the attack. You know, this whole lot. We're over there to get ISIS. You know ISIS, it works for us. We're over there to get them. And no, you're over there to remove that regime and hand Syria over to the fucking Jews. We know what you're doing. Quit playing games and quit doing it in my name. Al-Mehaden, in its turn, said that the missiles flew over Lebanon. Oh, Lebanon's going to get important here. As soon as they get it going in Syria, I promise you, Lebanon's right behind it, Jordan behind that, and then finally the big cojone, Iran. Boy, they're going to kill some kids over there. From the Mediterranean Sea, the Israeli military, in its turn, has refused to comment on missile attacks. Well, they refused to, you know, when they're shooting innocent people, you're 200 yards from a fence, just standing there. Kid drops. Oh, well, they're just doing what they have to do, people, to conquer the goddamn world. And if you got to go in the meat grinder to do it, well, you're just going. You're there going. Get in there and do it. ISIS assault Syrian army along a strategic highway from Homs, where this supposedly, right where they were getting their asses kicked, Homs to Diyarz. They whipped their ass there, so of course they're going to come in because they had to use chemical weapons. Only way to defeat somebody who was already defeated, huh? Around midnight on the night of Sunday to Monday, Islamic State forces launched a general offensive against this, right? It's like it was all coordinated. This attack on the airbase, right there where this province is, right where this breakout's coming, right where this offensive's coming from. But they didn't have a goddamn air force, and they got to have an air force. Even when you send mercenaries in and you're paying them very well, they have to have air cover because you can't beat somebody who's got an air force without an air force. Monday, Homs and the Dire Azar province. The terrorist attack has so far, now they're calling them terrorists. They're your boys. I mean, my God, people, how stupid do they think we are? The terrorist attack has so far targeted government positions, but we're against the government and for the attackers, right? I mean, how does this work? Government positions along the strategic homes to Deir ez-Zor Highway, especially or specifically the section of road running between the town of As-Sakha to the city of Deir ez-Zor. According to Al Mazdar News journalist Ibrahim Hadi, the ISIS onslaught has resulted in fierce clashes at multiple points. And what, I bet you there's being pumped, you know, reinforcements being pumped in there by the United States for Israel. Multiple points throughout the eastern homes and western Deir ez-Zor provinces. This was done, people. Do they think we can't remember last week? So far, no reports exist on whether or not Islamic State forces have achieved any advance. At the same time, military sources have not mentioned if the attack was repelled. So what you had was an offensive, sponsored by the Israelis and the Americans and ISIS, who are fighting the Syrian people and their government. See? To take over their country, to hand to the goddamn kikes for their resources. That's all there is to it. Trump orders in to catch and release. I thought the Congress had to do that. Remember, we started raising hell about that about a week ago or so. And all of a sudden, well, Trump could do that. He could have done that on day one, couldn't he? If he could do it today, could he do it then, right? Because it's just writing it down on a piece of paper. Trump orders in to catch and release of illegal aliens after expanding program last month. Huh? Oh, man, this is a sneaky one. You guys are going to love this. This is from Breitbart. President Donald Trump's latest order, in which he demands an end to catch and release, comes less than a month after he signed the omnibus spending bill, which expanded the program, allowing for more illegal aliens caught at the border to be released into the United States. Now, how would that make sense if you were looking at it from, well, their viewpoint and what's going on around you? Well, see, the catch and release, it was pure executive order. It was pure executive dictate. It was policy. There was no legislated law whatsoever to back it up. But now, guess what? That's why it had to be in that omnibus spending bill. Now, when they go to, like I said, he could have done this from day one, but now he's going to do it. He's going to end catch and release. And the first son of a bitch that they catch and don't release, it's going into the courts, and they have legislation to take it into the courts with, and that's what this is all about. Trump's in on it, this invasion, I mean, this whole goddamn orchestrated production that we have been witnessing for, God, shit, 10 years now, 12 years, 13, 14 years now, is just going on forward. Catch and release is the process where illegal aliens caught by the federal immigration officials are released back into the United States until their immigration court hearings. Now, see, if he would have just ended this prior to this, they couldn't even have had it in that omnibus spending bill, could they? But they legislated. They knew this was a plan because people had found out, well, why in the hell ain't he ended catch and release? All he's got to do is sign a piece of paper. It was just a goddamn DHS directive to release him. It wasn't no goddamn legislative law. Legislative law says they got to get the hell out of here. Well, God, Trump's looking bad, man. He's done come out against the second article to the People's Bill of Rights, said they don't got no due process rights and shit. He's looking bad. But man, this really looks bad because they're swarming over, because they're laughing at the goddamn idea that anybody's going to stop the invasion into this country. So Trump, he has to do something. Well, I could sign it off, but then we can't let him go anymore. Well, I tell you what, if you put it in the goddamn omnibus spending bill, and I'll just sign it like I didn't even know it was there, and then I'll try to sign an executive order to change legislated law, and then the first one that we release, when we catch him, it'll be in a court in San Francisco, and it'll be unconstitutional, don't you know? Trump signed the order, though it is not expected to actually end catch and release. Of course it won't. It ain't gonna. Ain't one of them going back. Ain't none of them gone back yet. And they're not gonna. They're gonna continue to invade because that is the plan. Rather, it mandates that the Department of Homeland Security report to the president within 45 to 75 days on how immigration agencies are working to bureaucratically in the practice. Well, they're not gonna. They got it as legislated law now. You ain't gonna end shit. This is just another frickin' ploy, people. The directive The directive was signed by Trump just a few weeks after he signed a Republican and Democrat passed spending bill. That is legislated law, by the way, that worked to expand catch and release. Breitbart News reported last month. The spending bill, for instance, eliminated nearly 250 detention centers. So you get rid of all the, we got to just let them go. We got nowhere to keep them. How about tent cities out in the middle of the fucking desert? Detention center beds for the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE agency, making it more likely that the illegal aliens will be released into the U.S. as they await their immigration. Shit. I mean, why do you even put that in a piece of paper? Who is this? Breitbart? You guys were all Trumpers, weren't you? Why are you even putting this in there while they wait? They're not, there is never no intention for them to wait to do anything. They go and they take an American's job and they sit down, they put their kids in a school and the Americans start paying for it. They go down and get their food stamps. Americans start paying for it. They're housing while Americans are living in goddamn tents and on the goddamn streets. We're paying for all of it. And yeah, they're going to show up 2 years later, so somebody might tell them they can't. Right. What a crock of shit. Trump signed the spending bill, even though it did not include a single provision from his 70-point list of pro-American immigration reforms. And there was never no intent. We told you that from the get-go. When the son of a bitch was still just a candidate running on this shit. He will not do it. He is an internationalist. The only one way this stops people is when you and I stop it. That's all there is to it. American immigration reforms and did not include the 20% increase in ICE detention facility space that he previously requested. Sure he did. This son of a bitch is an acting dictator. When he wants to do something that he really wants to do, you know, like the what he was elected for, you know, like those pipelines out of Canada, all these pipelines, he just sits down, signs a piece of paper, and by God, that's the way it is. Do not question it. Everything else, wow, God, these courts are getting involved. And man, it's just like there's nobody understands what's going on. The law says this, but for some reason, we just can't do it. Those communists down there in California are having court and saying, you just can't do it. And that affects the whole country because we're being run by communists down in California. And Trump's sitting there watching the goddamn offices of this goddamn, of the state of California being used to obstruct justice. Hell, the offices of all the, about every state in the goddamn union. Being used to obstruct justice. Anytime they go after your guns, that's an obstruction of justice, whether you realize it or not, because they're talking about taking your private property without due process of the law. Oh, Section 6, detention for illegal entry. The secretary shall immediately take all appropriate actions to ensure the detention of aliens apprehended for violations of immigration law pending the outcome of their removal proceedings or their removal. Nothing. This is no change. They're all hyping. You know, they got the cameras down there and they're on the border and the troops are down there on the border. So frickin' what? If you lined the whole goddamn border with the American army, and then they just walk up to them and, well, they don't walk past them. Hell, they want something. You need to fill out the paperwork for me so I can get into Ohio or I can get into Oregon or I can get into Montana. You need to get me a bus ticket, boy. And that's what happens because there's no turning them back. It's against the law somehow. You know, the laws that were put here to protect our sovereign borders and protect our sovereign property, it's against the law. Oh, let's see what else we got going here. Experts who spoke to Breitbart News have explained how the Trump administration could unilaterally end catch and release. Yeah, it was just a directive to a goddamn agency that can't even exist. And we've said, and we were the, you know, we came up here when he was saying the Congress needs to end that catch and release bullshit. He could have done it day one, just like he could have got rid of the DACA bastards day one. He could have been deporting people out of here day one. All he had to do was, well, enforce the law, but he isn't going to do that because it isn't to the benefit of him and his international buddies who intend to make us all slaves now, is it? Could unilaterally end catch and release, thus reducing the illegal alien population. No, they can't unilaterally do it anymore because holding that ominous spending bill, they made it an issue for court now, didn't they? It can be litigated because it is a legislated law. No matter how treasonous and illegal it is, well, you'd have to have an honest goddamn person look at it, wouldn't you? Thus reducing the illegal alien population by having deployed National Guard troops, build tent cities along the U.S.-Mexican border, as well as ordering more immigrants. I mean, it's still this. You know, spend our money. Fuck that. No. Do you have a visa? You walk up to them. I mean, this is how it would be in their country. If you was in Mexico, you wouldn't even be able to understand them. They'd probably beat the hell out of you before they got somebody there that could talk your language to talk to you. You'd already be bitch stomped. But it'd be gringo. Do you have a visa to be in our country? No, I crossed your border. I crossed your. I'm looking for asylum. You found it. A goddamn cage, and we'll work your ass to death, and unless you can, your relatives back in the States can come up with a few thousand dollars to pay us off to let you out of here. You go into any country and just go, no, I ain't got no visa. I just came here to, I want some welfare. I want some housing. I want my kids educated. You get to educating my kids. You take care of my kids, damn you. Try it. And it's not going to change. As Breitbart, Texas reported last year, Trump has quietly continued the catch-and-release program. Quietly, yeah. While he's saying, we got to end that catch-and-release. You had the power from day one, you crooked son of a bitch. Let's see, where were we here? Quietly continued the catch-and-release program and expanded it that occurred under the Obama administration. Yeah, just for a goddamn little, wrote down on a piece of paper, not even legislated, no, unenforceable. Obama administration contributing, in fact, it was went against the goddamn legislated law, contributing to an increasing number of border crossings. In November 2017, Border Patrol warned that they did not have the detention facility space to hold. And this is the bullshit of it here. See, they're going to play this argument. Fuck, I don't care if you got it. You get them the hell out of here. You're good. You do what I tell you, you son of a bitch. If it's a lacking of morals, I'll take it. It's mine. Get them out. Get them out now. That's what the people who own you, you son of a bitch, that you work for, that have the authority over you, are telling you to do. Oh, no, we just can't do that. We got to give them your job. We got to give them your house. And you got to, why don't you go live in the street somewhere? We're trying to take care of these people from some other country, don't you know? The moment we start releasing them out our front door, you're going to see a huge increase take place in the numbers. And that's what this, you know, I seen a thing the other day, this caravan coming down. They're not, they played this game. They split up just like we told you they would. 99.9% of them, the ones that ain't already hopped a train, the ones that ain't already here. Yeah, we're coming to the United States. We're going to walk up to them goddamn mean-ass army troops or what the hell, National Guard troops. We're going to say, fill out my paperwork, gringo. And they're going to do it. And ain't nobody being turned back. There ain't, the worst case scenario, they're gonna have to sit in a goddamn, they're gonna have to get a summons for 2 years from now. That's 2 years of free entry into the country. You really believe that any other people in any other, well, you got Europe. I guess they've been invaded. I guess it's just the goddamn first world people that are just so goddamn ignorant that they don't know how to hold on to their own property.
Henry?
Yes, sir.
I just have to add some testimony. I'm seeing these people. I'm seeing them out here in the middle of nowhere going to town. And you can't miss them. They're wearing baseball caps and wearing their backpacks.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the town yesterday. And the only reason it really was significant to me is because I had to stand in line for 10 minutes while the guy was doing a Western Union transfer.
Yeah. Well, did you get in line, gringo? Get in line, probably, yeah, Western Union probably just got a big check from your government right out of your goddamn coffers. And yeah, he's sending some money back home to bring some more of the son of a bitches up, Flea. This is so blatant and on its face. Nobody believes it anymore. Nobody believes a word they're saying. Like the catch and release thing, you know, he was harping on that for like a week and we finally jumped in there and said, hey, you know what, that son of a bitch, all he's got to do is write it down on a piece of paper. He can even do that legally. He could do that under the original Constitution. It was actually his duty to do so. To say, hey, you cannot make a policy that goes against the goddamn legislated law. But no, because they do not represent us. They are the internationals. They've come here to take everything we have, people. They look at it, they look down at us, they don't even consider us significant to their equation, except for the guns. The guns worry them. The 300 million people with goddamn firearms, about a billion firearms, that worries them, and it should. But goddamn, we're delinquent in our duty. We should have thrown this off a whole long time ago. And when they keep on compiling here, just like him sitting over there, well, I'm thinking we're going to go over there and invade Syria. Gee, really, you son of a bitch, man? You squirreled your way in here claiming that all of this stuff was wrong and advocating for the sovereignty of America. And you were not the world police. You weren't the world president. You were the United States president. And there you sit, you smirking son of a bitch, getting ready to go kill some more little children over in the Middle East for your kike masters, huh? Disgusting people, disgusting. DEA, now here's some for us people. This is what we get, you know, from this goddamn loving government that just loves us. DEA has taken $3.2 billion from people never charged with the crime. We talked about that procedural due process. And we talked about the fact that, you know, this isn't just something that's happening yesterday. You go and everybody got really kind of excited when old Trump, he said, we're going to take the guns first and then we'll see about some due process. What the fuck do you think this is? This is blatant, in your face, violation of your Bill of Rights. You just can't do it. Well, yeah, if they're doing it, it's insurrection against the people. A new report, I see this was from Western Journal. It was sent in by Paul for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. A new report published by the Justice Department's Office of the Inspector General suggests that the Drug Enforcement Administration has seized billions of dollars in cash from people who it has not charged with a crime. That is not the, we talked about this the other day and we were talking about Jill saying, due process isn't you just take my shit, just period, just come up with a gun and take it. That's robbery by definition of the law and violation of the whole entire Bill of Rights, just throwing it out the goddamn window. We're supposed to be shooting you when you do this shit. The report released in late, they come to do this, they are without, it's just like any other thug, robbing your ass. The report released in late March said that since 2007, the DEA has taken over $4 billion in cash from those suspected of involvement with the drug trade. No authority for none of this. I mean, this is forbidden by the Bill of Rights. However, 81% of those seizures were conducted administratively. See, we just did administratively. That's how we, you know, we just divorce ourselves from that Bill of Rights. We just decided we're going to be an administration, and we're just going to administratively take your property and say, wait a minute, what about my due process? Well, this is administratively. You got to understand. But I have an absolute right to due process law. You can't touch my property. You have to follow the procedure. Well, this is administratively, you see. We're just administratively taking your stuff. And, hey, if you can find a way to get it back, well, you can give her a try. And did not lead to any civil or criminal charges, according to the Washington Post. In total, that meant that $3.2 billion was seized from people who were not charged. Well, yeah. In this land of the free, where, you know, I mean, look and read that Bill of Rights and tell me how the two jive. Tell me how this isn't open goddamn treason and sedition against the people. Plain up, plain and simple. Guaranteed to you. I guess that we're in an open contract here then, aren't we? That goddamn constitutional contract that gave them their power is gone. We have a bunch of goddamn thugs thugging up on us, period.
They accidentally stole it.
Yeah, they sure did. I mean, they didn't mean to. In many of these thousands of cases, assets like cars, homes, electronics were taken away as well. As reported by the Post, the seizures were legal as the law allows authorities. No. See, this is what they did. As reported by the Post, the seizures were legal as the law allows authorities to confiscate cash and property from those suspected of criminal activity. Now, see, they wrote these goddamn words down on a piece of paper. No authority. The ninth article says no such animal can exist. In fact, all the other articles say that this is a goddamn violation of the people's sovereignty, of the people's liberty and freedom, period. Oh, this is your, we wrote it down on a piece of paper, people. It's legal because we wrote it down on a piece of paper. It goes against the law, the base law of your country, but it's legal because we wrote it down on a piece of paper and we're doing it administratively, don't you know? Anyways, guys, that's enough outrage. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, all I can do is I'm disgusted. And that is The Word from the Trenches.